Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Ryan Pavone. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan covers Lincoln University for the News Tribune, among many other things, but today we're going to talk about, they had an announcement on Friday. What did they have to announce, Ryan?
Well, yeah, they have a new president, a new leader at the university.
All right. So tell us who the new president is and how we got to where we needed a new president at Lincoln University.
So the new president is the same individual that's been leading the university for the past 8 months. It's Dr. John Mosley, who is the former athletic director and head basketball coach of 8 years.
Okay. So now who kind of walk us through how he was named interim, who preceded him, when did this happen?
He comes after Gerald James Wolfolk, who resigned from the university back in May of 2021. So he's been serving as interim for about 8 months, and he was appointed by the University Board of Curators.
Okay, and they created a national search. How extensive was the search for this new president?
It was quite an extensive search. They hired a consulting firm to help conduct the search. It was over 235 people that they contacted about the position from across the nation. And they ended up getting 27 applicants for the position and then narrowed it down from there to a final three. And then Mosley was selected from the final three.
Okay. Well, then from the get-go, once he was named interim, he made it very clear he was interested in this job.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. So let's get a little bit of his background. He is well-known in the community, having served a variety of positions at Lincoln. So kind of walk us through his biography.
He was born and raised in North Carolina. He says he grew up in a community that was just as diverse as Lincoln University is. He feels very comfortable in that space. And of his about 18 years of higher education, 13 of them have been at historically Black colleges and universities. So certainly has some experience there. And then he's been at Lincoln for 8 years. As you were saying, he's held the head basketball coach, which he did for 2 years. And then he was promoted to athletic director, and he's still retaining that coaching position. So he served on the president's cabinet while as athletic director. And so he's kind of had experience leading the university from that angle too.
Okay. So let's hear from Dr. Mosley. You had interviewed him Friday about a variety of topics after the announcement. And part of that was his talking about his background.
I'm certainly excited, having been here for almost 8 years now. The mission of this university connected with me and my upbringing. And so it's been a natural fit. I haven't had to change anything that I do for the last 8 months to try to get this job. I've simply been the same person I've been for the last 45 years. I'm excited for the opportunity to continue to work with our students and our faculty and our staff as we just do all we can to make Lincoln University the absolutely best it can be. I grew up in a community very similar to Lincoln University from a diversity standpoint. And I'm so thankful for my upbringing. My parents I'm the youngest of three. My parents raised us to love people and judge people for their character, not for the color of their skin. And I've lived that. Again, I haven't had to do anything different in this space. 13 of my 19 years in higher education have been on HBCU campuses. I think if people take the time to simply have a conversation with me, their concerns are typically alleviated. And so, I've been fortunate to have great relationships with our students, who is again, most important to me. And so they know who I am. And so I'm confident that while it may come with an initial what's going on, I'm confident that long-term, my leadership for Lincoln University will show through.
So with the announcement on Friday, it was Friday afternoon, immediately the reaction from the community was quite was quite well received at the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say kind of overwhelming support for being put in this position. Immediately, the Student Government Association at Lincoln University, their president, said he's seen more progress in the last 8 months that Mosley has led the university as interim than he has kind of in the past 3 years he's been at the university, which is kind of high praise from the student body itself. And then you have a lot of just prominent community members speaking in support. Nimrod Chapel from the Missouri NAACP said that it's Lincoln University going back to its roots, which is high praise too. And then he's also got the support of the Board of Curators at Lincoln, who said they expect him to be a transformational leader for the university, and they fully support that.
Yeah, well, and I had seen even through social media groups from businessmen around the community to chamber to just alumni just being very supportive of him. What struck me was that during this interim time, especially, he had become the face of the university as far as at community events, and has been very proactive about trying to bridge the community and Lincoln perhaps a little bit closer together. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say absolutely. Yeah, he's definitely pushed for the university to become a larger part of the Jefferson City community. And, you know, he's done that through like internship programs with different businesses around Jefferson City, just trying to get Lincoln University students more active in the
community. Yeah. So he has started the new role for full time, permanent position here. So he's facing some challenges though, right? Lincoln and he face some challenges going forward. And in your story in Sunday's edition, which we have put a link to it, as part of this podcast, which you did an excellent job, by the way. Part of that story talks about the priorities that he has going forward for Lincoln to sort of move the needle. So let's kind of talk a little bit about the challenges Lincoln faces and what his elixir is to fix it.
Yeah. So by far, I would say their biggest challenge that they're facing right now is enrollment and retention. So this past fall semester, they've seen the lowest enrollment in about a decade. So each year, enrollment has dropped. And now they're just above 1,700 students, whereas before they were over 3,000. So he certainly faces a challenge in trying to recruit more students, but also keep them on campus once they're there. So another issue that they're dealing with is just kind of at-risk students and how many of them are challenged academically and end up falling out of the university system. So that's their two biggest issues. And I would say he's put forth some pretty comprehensive approaches to addressing both of those. Starting with admissions, he wants to kind of target more high-yielding areas a bit more with the admissions process. So places like Kansas City and St. Louis metro areas, but also locally around Jefferson City. It's been their Jefferson City schools has been their biggest feeder school. So they're looking to kind of bring that back and bring more Jefferson City students to Lincoln. And then to keep them there, they're putting more programs in place to identify at-risk students and those that are challenged academically, provide them more support.
So let's hear from Dr. Mosley regarding some of the priorities and challenges he sees now that he has the position.
I have operated since day one as if I would be the candidate. I just felt it was the only way to go about being an interim with an interest in pursuing the full-time position. So we're going to continue to build on the priorities that we've had. We're going to continue to focus on recruiting quality students while remaining an open enrollment institution and providing an opportunity to all who want to earn a higher education degree. We're going to continue to work on retention. We're going to continue to do our best to serve our faculty and staff and take good care of them and continue to build relationships with our alums and this community and folks throughout the country that care about Lincoln University.
So Ryan, let's talk about a couple of those things that just jumped out at me. So one is enrollment. So what are some of the strategies that they've talked about? You're right. I mean, Central Missouri has been a big draw for Lincoln in the past as far as enrollment base. And you recently did a story on that looked at how that had shrank in recent years. So what are some of the strategies that they're using to try to get more Central Missouri students to think about Lincoln as that first stop after graduation from high school?
The major thing that they're doing is more data-driven enrollment or admissions processes. So they're not just recruiting or going out to schools as they normally would. They are targeting those different areas, but then also backing it up with data to suggest that they should spend more time in those areas, or they should maybe refocus and move to a different school, for example, in those areas. So that's one aspect that they're doing. But again, their admissions process also wants to take kind of a comprehensive approach to admissions. So they don't just want to get the students there. They want to make sure that they're set up for success throughout their time at Lincoln. So they're putting these programs in place to kind of ensure that students are taking the classes that would be beneficial for their major, but also that they can take when they're ready.
Right. That they're ready for it, so they're more likely to succeed.
Right.
Which I think that's another aspect of it that I found interesting, is that there is a portion of the student population that is at risk, that that they really, in the past years, I think of the Blue Tiger Academy as an example, where they really tried to make a concerted effort to identify students perhaps who were at risk of falling away from the university through academic standards, through financial standards. So I think that's an interesting aspect as well, how he is really trying to target how to help these students succeed.
Yeah. And I think another aspect that he's really led is kind of the reorganization of scholarships. So that started before the fall semester, and they transitioned to more of a sliding scale so that students know how much money they could receive if they attended Lincoln before that they actually attended the Lincoln. So they expect that to be a big draw, because it allows students to kind of see whether or not they want to go there sooner.
So Ryan, it strikes me as I think back over our conversation here, one area we haven't really talked about is the faculty's reception, as well as how well he works with the faculty. I mean, he was part of the faculty. So what, if you're a faculty member, what do you have to look forward to under a John Mosley leadership?
Yeah. So he said he wants to make it a priority to kind of treat faculty and staff better at Lincoln University. So one of the ideas that he's proposed is using the additional core funding that the state has proposed for Lincoln to cover additional benefits for faculty and staff. And in just the 8 months that he's been leading the university so far, he said he's kind of felt a renewed sense of kind of interest and participation among faculty and staff, which is kind of refreshing considering what's happened in the past couple of years.
Sure. All right. Well, Ryan, we appreciate you joining us today, and we look forward to your future stories you have as you're following these initial days of Dr. Mosley's tenure as president.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And so, listeners, if you have questions for Ryan, feel free to drop him an email at rpivoney@newstribune.com. And he would be happy to entertain any questions or thoughts you have about Lincoln University or anything else regarding state government. So, again, Ryan, it's great having you today.
Thanks again.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.